It's a Kind of Magic, written by Softer Sin, read by Opal Song. Fandom, My Hero Academia. A rating, explicit. Relationship, Aizawa Shota, Yamada Hizashi. Also tagged for, plot what plot, porn without plot. Alternate universe, no quirks. Alternate universe, college, university. Established relationship. Trans, Aizawa Shota. Top, Yamada Hizashi. Bottom, Aizawa Shota. Magic on a hole. Public sex. Exhibitionism. Vaginal fingering. Cunnilingus. Vaginal sex. Multiple orgasms. Cum. Squirting. Overstimulation. And aftercare. Recorded for Kinktober 2025. Author's notes. A quick heads up. AFAB terms are used for Aizawa, and there's also coming in a vagina without a condom, in case that squicks anybody. There's also a smidgen of dubious consent, but only because they don't talk about anything first, and Hizashi doesn't know he's actually doing something to Aizawa. Hizashi shuts the front door, his backpack hanging limp off his elbow, and falls flat against it as he lets out a low huff. It's too quiet in here, the absence of footsteps or turning pages making the apartment feel vast and cold in its emptiness. It's just not there. He and Shota have about as much of an opposite schedule as possible. When one of them is free, the other is in class, and even when they're both out, Hizashi has his apprenticeship at the radio station, and Shota works as a bouncer at a club that takes them out until early in the morning. It sucks to have so little time together, and Hizashi's a hotbed of sexual frustration. Grumpy and clingy during the few cherished moments he gets with Shota before classes, and when they tumble into bed at night, too exhausted to do more than kiss each other goodnight. Shota hides it better, but he knows it's getting to him, too. He's been twitchy, his runs lasting longer when he knows there's not someone at home waiting for him. Hizashi sighs and thunks his head against the door. It's just a rough point in the semester. He knows they'll get through it. Shota's off work in a few days, so the club can fix up a wiring issue. Maybe he'll call in at the station, claim an emergency so he can get a day off and they can spend some much-needed downtime together. Yeah, that's a good idea. He pushes off the door, the new surge of optimism carrying him into the bedroom to start studying, when he freezes in the doorway. There's a pocket pussy on his side of the bed. Hizashi can't help but smile at it, even as the sight sends a spark of heat through his stomach. Despite being together for almost a year, Shota can still be so shy when it comes to introducing things to their sex life, which is hilarious to him when he thinks about just how damn kinky he is. Hizashi thought he had a healthy amount of kinks, that his horizons were pretty broad, but holy hell if Shota hadn't opened his eyes. He's shown him things he'd never have even heard of, and he's been loving every second of it. It's not the first time Shota's bought a sex toy for them to use and just left it for him to find, so Hisashi had to be the one to bring it up. He can clearly envision the tentative day off he's planning, Shota tying him up and using it to tease him within an inch of his life. He can almost feel the way he'd circle the head of his cock with a pocket pussy, the same way he does with his cunt when he rides him. He's threatened to do it until he comes before. It'd be the perfect opportunity for him to just play with the tip until he's a sobbing mess and can't help but come just for him to slam it down on his overstimulated cock. His cock throbs in his pants, and Hisashi swipes up the pocket pussy. The clit's enlarged and even has a piercing through the hood, just like Shota's, and it's a testament to how long it's been since they've had more than a second to themselves that it causes a flash of longing so strong it almost kills his libido. He doesn't want a toy, he wants Shota. But if this is as close as he can get, he bites his lip and looks at the pile of work sitting on his desk, long neglected and half tipping over. If he starts using it now, there's no way he'll get anything done today. He'll get a few classes out of the way first, and then he can reward himself. And hey, if he times it well enough, he might even be able to video call Shota before he goes to the gym. Hisashi gets to work, keeping the pocket pussy close at hand as an incentive to focus, and keeps working through the tedium that makes up his communications degree. He treats it like a stim toy, absently rubbing his fingers up and down the lips, circling the clit and tapping over the entrance when he starts to feel wetness against his fingertips. He pauses, lifting it to his face, and sure enough, the once dry pink silicone is glistening with slick. He twists it around, trying to find a reservoir or something for lube, but it's completely seamless. How expensive was this? He gapes and slips a finger into its wet heat, gently petting its insides. It really feels just like a pussy, gripping his finger and growing slicker by the second until he can easily add another. He finds a rhythm, thrusting to the music playing through his speakers, twisting and spreading his fingers every now and then, and swears he can feel it throb around them. His tongue darts out over his lip as slick drips down his hand. Would Sho ever let me do this? He wonders, and his cock jumps as he pictures Shota spread out on the bed, letting him ignore him and play with his pussy just to help him think better. As if he'd be able to think at all, Shota wouldn't let him stop until he'd finished all of his work, even if it meant he couldn't come, utilizing his insane self-control to tease them both. Hisashi's biting on the end of his pen, completely stuck on how to word a sentence, when he remembers how much Shota hates finding his chewed-up pens all over the place. He pulls it out of his mouth and twists his fingers inside the pocket pussy, grinding his palm against its fat clit when he gets an idea. He slips his fingers out, quickly sucking the slick off them, his eyes falling shut with a low moan. It even tastes like Shota, that sharp tang that he could just drown in. He brings the pocket pussy to his mouth and runs his tongue over the silicone lips, spreading it slick up to the clit and closes his mouth over it. He sucks on it hard, humming in pleasure, and thinks about the last time he went down on Shota, how he'd squirmed on his tongue and gripped his hair, holding him tight to his body so he couldn't let up. He gently nibbles on it, working the piercing with his tongue just like Shota likes until drool and slick runs down his chin. This isn't possible. It's the only coherent thought running through Shota's mind as he clutches at his desk, head bowed low as he struggles not to thrust against the phantom mouth eating out his cunt. He thought he was going insane when he felt something lightly petting his lips. He'd even sat on his hand thinking he was just fluttering for no reason and some pressure might stop it, but it kept going. He finally couldn't deny there was something there when he felt fingers slide inside him, working him open so gently he almost couldn't stand it. He shot a glance behind him, even kicked under his chair, as if he could have possibly missed someone creeping up to him and sticking their hand down his pants. The fingers play him like a fucking fiddle, twisting and petting his insides in a clear beat, and he has to muffle his panting breaths in the crook of his arm. They pull out about halfway through class, and he has a second to think it's over before they're being replaced by a questing tongue. He tugs at his hair as it laps at him, really making him feel how wet he is as it slurps at him before a mouth wraps around his clit and sucks hard, a whimper falling past his lips before he can clamp them shut. It's impossible, but Shoto recognizes that mouth. Hizashi's gone down on him so many times, he's dreamed about it. He knows without a doubt that it's him. His phone sits at the edge of his desk, and he knows all it would take is a single text for this, however it's happening, to stop. Hizashi can't know what he's doing. The few times they've gotten a little handsy in public, he'd turned into a stuttering mess, constantly asking if he was sure he wanted to keep going and jumping at every noise. It would take a second, less than a second. But it's been so long, and Shota feels so good. He bucks against his tongue as his piercing rubs along his clit, and the ghostly appendage moves with him, its movements not skipping a beat. He can't get more of it. He can't get away from it, and the complete helplessness sets his blood on fire. Shota leaves his phone facing down. His thighs shake, and he's sure he's getting permanent dents in his wrist from his teeth as he desperately bites back his moans. Hizashi's tongue is relentless, flicking and lapping at his clit in waves before working down a slurp at his hole. He's practically gushing, boxers soaked through as he fights not to fuck down against it. He looks through his hair, sure someone has to have realized what's happening, and his stomach swoops as he realizes he wants someone to notice, wants to see their eyes widen as they watch and squirm as much as he is. The sensations finally stop, and Shota breathes out a ragged sigh, his tense body relaxing even as it screams for more. His cunt throbs, and he's so close to coming, but his cheeks are bright red, and he's been so noisy. He's not sure if he'd be able to stop himself from screaming if he did. He buries his head in his arms and just breathes, trying to ignore his aching need when he suddenly freezes, eyes wide in fear and stomach twisting in anticipation. There's a cockhead rubbing against his pussy. Please, please, Zashi, Shota chants, but he can't even tell if he's asking him to stop or begging him to keep going. Hizashi teases his hole, pushing in the tip with the barest hint of pressure before backing off again, and he lets out an airy, impatient huff. He knows Hizashi likes to edge himself, likes pushing the limits of his control too, but now is really not the time. Shota claps his hands over his mouth, but it's not in time to block the yelp that pushes out of his throat as the entire length of Hizashi's cock pounds into his cunt. The people in the seats nearest to him turn around in shock, the guy sitting next to him giving him an incredibly judgmental side eye, and Shota forces his shaking hands down and tries to speak as if his pussy isn't spasming around the projection of his partner's cock. Hiccups, he explains haltingly, trying not to disturb anyone. His voice cuts off with a squeak at a hard thrust, his whole body jolting along with it, and he almost comes on the fucking spot, biting down hard on his inner cheek. The guy does a slow, what the fuck, nod, and Shota's face burns as he looks back down at his desk. he doesn't believe you. A voice sounding suspiciously like Hizashi whispers in his mind. He knows you're getting off on it. Look at him. I bet he's still watching you. Watching you get your slutty hole filled in the middle of class. Shota shudders, glancing out the corner of his eye at him, and his whole body flushes when he catches his gaze, a pulse running through his pussy as he quickly looks away. See, baby, you should give him a little show. Go on, make a little more noise so he really knows what's going on. Hizashi's voice taunts him, and he can't help but bounce a little into his next thrusts. He swears he can hear the slick sounds of him moving inside him. He's so wet. So fucking sexy. Such a precious little whore. You need to be filled so bad. You're getting fucked by nothing in front of everybody, and you're gagging for it. Shota sinks his teeth into his lip and drops a hand to grind into his clit. Hizashi's piercings rub inside him in all the right ways, and it's like he has no leverage at all, as if Hizashi's picking him up and physically pulling him on and off his cock, and he's close, he's so fucking close. When Hizashi comes first, he can feel the heat of it rushing through him and filling up his pussy, and he's gone. His eyes roll back and he almost headbutts his desk as he curls up, his knees rising beneath the desk as his cunt pulses and gushes, and he keeps coming, wave after wave as Hizashi fucks his cum inside him without ever actually touching him. Shota gulps in a breath as he finally surfaces, holding in his whimpers by the skin of his teeth as his pussy continues to throb and milk Hizashi's cock. Hizashi's thrusts finally come to a stop, and he feels the slick drag of him pulling out, but his cum is still there, filling him up, and slowly dripping down his cunt. He doesn't dare look up. He knows people are looking at him, his skin prickling under their heavy stares. "Sorry," he says hoarsely, eyes deadlocked on his desk. Face still bright red, and he has a feeling it will be for a while. "I get bad hiccups." Whatever Hizashi's fucking, he does it like clockwork, twice per period. Shota has to swallow his noises and pretend he isn't getting fucked within an inch of his life. After weeks without time to have sex, he fills Shota's aching pussy to the brim every time he comes, until he's convinced he could push on his stomach and it would pour out of him like a flood. He's lucky he'd planned on going to the gym after classes and has a change of clothes in his bag after the latest round has him fleeing behind one of the buildings. He leans face first against the wall, ass pushed out as if he could possibly force Hizashi any deeper, desperately whining as the knot in his gut tightens and builds with every brutal thrust until he squirts all over his shaking legs. He has to skip the beginning of his double lecture to go to the nearest sex shop and pick up a plug just so he won't drip slick and cum all over the seat. It seems like a good idea at the time, even if he feels like everyone's staring at him for something other than coming in late, almost waddling to his seat as he tries to adjust to the girthy plug. He doesn't think about the consequences of having something already inside him when Hizashi starts back up again. Being fucked wide over two thick cocks, one pounding him so hard he almost rocks in his chair, overstimulated tears stinging his eyes as the other presses unrelentingly against his sweet spot, Shota doesn't make it through the rest of his classes. He barely makes it home, stumbling into buildings and tripping over cracks in the pavement while Hizashi's phantom cock fucks him like it's its life's purpose. He tumbles through the door just as what feels like his dozenth orgasm rips through him, falling to his knees as he finally lets the moans he's been suppressing all day fall free. Full-throated, near screams pour out of him as his cunt spasms and he squirts hard enough to push the plug out of him, cum and slick dripping down his legs as he collapses and sobs from the near painful pleasure. He can do nothing but pant into the rug, his whole body shaking as the door to their bedroom slams open, and Hizashi comes sprinting into the living room, jeans still undone and more than a little damp. "Shota, show baby, what happened?" he cries, skidding to his knees and tucks his hair behind his ears so he can see his face. He pets over his sweat-soaked forehead, and it's so grounding to feel his hand after hours of ghostly touches. Shota runs his tongue over his dry lips, hips still jerkily humping the air as he presses into it. "You happened," he rasps. "You and whatever you've been fucking that's been fucking me like it's the end of days." Hizashi frowns for a few seconds, brows drawn down in utter confusion, and he sees the exact moment it clicks, his eyes widening as his face flushes bright red up to his ears. Oh my God. Oh my God, Shota, I didn't know, I swear, I'm so sorry, and you were in class. Fuck, you went through all of that in class?" he sputters, voice growing progressively higher and louder as he spirals. And Shota does not have the energy for this right now. "Yeah, I did," he grunts, cutting him off. "And now you're going to carry me to bed, rub the mother of all cramps out of my back, and then I'm going to fall asleep for a long time. When I wake up, we're going to put whatever the hell you used away for at least a week. Then we can revisit." Revisit? Hizashi asks tentatively, but the guilt in his eyes is steadily fading. "We haven't fucked like that in a long time. I'll be damned if I'm letting that thing go," he promises. But he has to recover first, because holy shit! Shota doesn't move an inch as Hizashi tugs off his sodden sweats, the plug falling out of them with a clatter, rolling in a circle and leaving behind a wet trail on the hardwood. He scrounges up a smirk at Hizashi's loud snort and leans into his chest as he rolls him over and carries him into the bathroom. He cleans him up with a gentle and reverent hand, each touch whisper soft, though nothing would be able to stop him from hissing at how damn sensitive he is. He sinks deep into the mattress, the warmth of their heat pack seeping throughout his back, as Hizashi heads into the kitchen to get him some water. He's so ready to fall asleep, eyelids drooping when he spots a flash of pink on his side table. Shota's eyes snap open, and he takes in the large and very familiar-looking dildo, the piercing running through the head, the ladder on the underside of the shaft leading down to a freckle at the base that he's kissed 1,000 times. His feral grin couldn't get any wider. "Oh yeah, we are definitely revisiting this." The end.
So hold your breath.
Author's notes. I actually came up with lore for this. Can you believe it? Way over on the other side of Shota's classroom, tucked away in the back corner, sits a certain friend of his. A friend that's sick and tired of her two idiots never prioritizing themselves and running themselves ragged. And since she has her own specially tuned pocket pussy steadily buzzing away inside her, the owner, under orders to keep a strict timetable, she figured, why not share the fun? It's Nemuri. Nemuri, in this totally quirkless world, has magic, and she uses it exclusively to make better sex toys for her and her friends, because of course she does. She was watching Shota struggle and almost die trying not to come in class, and having the time of her life. Oboro was all too happy to help her test how to calibrate dildos before she gave Hisashi's to Shota. When I said Shota runs, I absolutely meant he does free running. He scares people shitless by just yeeting himself off rooftops and up walls, and he loves it. If you enjoyed this podfic and would like to leave a comment for myself or for the author, you are more than welcome to do so. If you'd like to leave a comment for me, the podficker, you can do that on the podfic post, which is probably wherever you found this podfic to begin with. If you'd like to leave a comment for the author, you can do so on the text post, which you can find through a link on the podfic post. Thanks for listening!